Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
You wouldn't believe this beautiful day in Geelong yesterday, so I went for a swim down the swimming pool gym.
Did you?
And I went down the deep end because I needed a wee. The lifeguard spotted me, Jim, and started blowing his whistle, and he blew it that hard and that loud, I nearly fell in.
Come on. So you're standing on the coping wing into the pool.
And guess what, Jim?
I know the joke, yep. Just not a really very good one. And I think one that's been told before.
No,
is that a freshie?
Are you sure?
Sure.
Jim, you'll like this. Get a pen, write it down. My doctor mate used to perform circumcisions at the local hospital gym.
Right.
Until one day, you wouldn't believe it, during surgery, he slipped and he got the sack.
Look at him. I can't even look at him. You are an idiot.
He got the sack.
I know. I got the joke bit. It's your own stupid face that I can't get my head around. Look at the performance he puts into telling his own jokes too. Like he pauses and rubs his face.
It's all about the delivery.
No,
Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
And he got the sack.
You got the sack. Yeah, it did. Yep. Oh, yep. Yep.
The old plums. I might give you an entree today after yesterday's good.
This never works.
No, it doesn't.
What about the joke yesterday? Wow, did that just go through the roof, Jim? Yeah. What do you call that when it's trending? Yeah. With the sack, you know.
Cut the sack. An old one as well, yep.
A police officer came up to me yesterday, Jim, and said, where were you between 6 and 10? I said, probably at primary school.
Oh, my God.
Shit, that's a good little...
What is that?
That's Bill. That's your chicken satay. That's satay sauce and a bit of rice.
I'll tell you what that is. That's the entree you hand back. We didn't order that one. Yeah. Thanks. You can take that back.
And here's your main.
Righto.
You wouldn't believe it. I was driving home yesterday, Jim, and I stopped by the roadside, just near Werribee there, actually, and there was a sign saying, lobster tails, $2. Mm-hmm. So it paid me $2, Jim. And sat down, and this bloke said, once upon a time, there was this lobster.
Oh, my God.
He was swimming around in the ocean, Jim.
That is reprehensibly bad. That's not even in the ballpark of acceptable.
Jim, it was a tail.
If you were on Fun FM and Shep, you wouldn't get away with that.
No, you wouldn't. No, a lot of people love those type of jokes. They like that sense of humour.
Not really.
Even sense.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
Your final joke, home and away joke, until we send you off on, to use the Foss's word, furlong.
Right. I like that Enterprise one. I said the joke, but we didn't get the tag, did we?
No. I wouldn't go with anyone you've done before.
Why did the Enterprise smell like poo? Mm. William Shatner.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's
joke. You're going with an old one to finish the year. Well, finish the half year.
That is the entree.
Oh, it's an entree.
And then we go to the main.
Right.
I said to a bloke the other day, how much did that chimney cost? He said, nothing. It was on the house.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Jim.
And then here's
you're going on holiday, don't take this shit with you. That's my strong suggestion.
And then
leave it all behind.
Jim. And then here's your dessert. The other day, I got thinking about what my parents did when they were at my age.
Yes.
Actually, probably a bit younger than me, to be honest. Yeah. What my parents did when they were young, you know? Do you understand the joke? The other day, I got thinking about what my parents did when they were only 20 or 21,
right.
Okay?
Younger.
As they didn't have the internet, Jim.
Yes.
They didn't have Netflix. Mm. None of that, okay?
No.
So I really wondered what they did at night, Jim. So I asked my 8 brothers and 9 sisters, and they didn't know either.
You told this a week ago.
Did I? Yeah.
A week ago you told that same joke.
I think I've got dyslexia.
A week ago.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
not on purpose.
No. Oh. Billy.
I was
hey,
asked, before we get to his joke, yes. I was asked after the Gary Rowan call of the goal the other week.
Yes.
Someone said to me, or a few people actually said to me, why didn't you channel the great Sandy Roberts call and say, Gary Rowan, you are king of Geelong?
Why didn't you?
Because I don't want any reference to that goal ever again. That's why. I don't want it ever brought up. I don't want everyone ever thinking about it. Gary, I'm sick of it.
Gary, you are king of Geelong.
No, I'm sick of the whole reference.
The
to
monkey's
it.
Off the back, Gary.
No, I don't want any of that.
All that.
I love Sandy, by the way, and his call was brilliant, but I ain't repeating it if it means that we draw attention to you.
How's he going, Sandy?
Because I'm sick of you.
I haven't heard from him for a while.
Well, it's because he's retired and happy, which you're about to be in a minute. All right, give us a joke.
He'll be in the home next to me soon. Right, here we go. Are you got anything you want to say to your lovely listeners, Jim? Before we go?
What do you mean?
Well, thanks for listening or have a great couple of weeks.
All of the above. We're going to have a little spell. I've yes. earned it. You haven't?
You've been here for a week. I've been here since Feb, haven't we, Raps?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And you've been gradually getting worse.
And this is not great, but we'll finish with it and then we'll regroup, have a look at ourselves in the mirror and come back better.
Right.
Right. Did you realise, Jim, that if you sit down on the dunny at 11:59 p.m. and the clock strikes midnight, it's the same shit, different day.
I can't do it. I'm off.
Jim, you
I can't put up with this crap
Jim
anymore.
He's gone.
I'm fed enough of
him. He's gone. Have a look at him. You're on $1 million. You gotta stay.
I'm not listening to that.
You're on a million, you gotta stay.
That is shit.
I'm gonna get Howie. Where's Howie? Oh, well done, Bill. Very good joke. And we'll see you all. Have fun.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.